All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Tuesday, January 25th. I'm NPR News reporter Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. Governor Tim Walz rolled out another part of his wish list for the upcoming legislative session today. Walz wants to spend a chunk of the state's big budget surplus on schools, early education, child care, and paid family and medical leave. His plan also provides free breakfast and lunch for students and increases mental health services for children. Walz says he expects opposition to some of the specifics, but that he wants to work with Republicans on the basics of his program.
What we need is some collaboration around this, and on this piece of it, we are open across the board. As long as the principles remain focused, this is about Minnesota families recovering not only from COVID, but building towards the future. It is about Minnesota businesses being heard and saying, these are the things we need you to do.
Walz has already outlined proposals to provide pandemic worker bonus checks, rebates to most taxpayers, and a patch for the state's in-debt unemployment fund. He's set to describe his plan for public safety tomorrow. Republicans in the Minnesota Senate are also expected to lay out their plans tomorrow. The legislative session starts next week. And time is running out for renters to apply for pandemic-related financial assistance to head off eviction for past due rent. The deadline is Friday. Brian Baxt has more.
The deadline for Minnesota Housing is part of a wind down to the Rent Help MN program. It was supported by almost $500 million in federal money. But that pot has been drawn down fast. New applications surged in January, which officials attribute to continued financial distress from the pandemic, inflation, and other hardships. Housing Commissioner Jennifer Ho says Minnesota's program is unlikely to get more federal money.
That puts us in a position where we hope not to be oversubscribed. And so that's how we come to this decision to announce the deadline today.
Landlords face a tougher time evicting tenants with a pending application or who are getting the assistance. Those protections expire in June, but the move means fewer people will qualify going forward. Some county and tribal governments are running separate programs.
That's NPR political reporter Brian Baxt. And a new report shows a strong demand for homes in the Twin Cities, combined with a low supply, pushed up home sale prices in 2021. Christy Marone reports.
The annual report from the Minneapolis and St. Paul area realtors found housing demand last year hit a 20-year high, while the number of homes for sale hit a 20-year low. That led to quick sales at record prices, as much as 20% above the asking price. Denise Mazzone is president of Minneapolis Area Realtors. She says low interest rates are helping drive the demand, along with more people working remotely during the pandemic.
A lot of people just want to be at home in the comforts of, you know, their own home, and they're looking to expand, you know, putting in pools or, you know, offices, different amenities that they typically wouldn't have any other time due to the pandemic.
Mazzone says she expects the Twin Cities housing market to remain strong for the first half of the year, although a federal interest rate hike could change that.
That's NPR reporter Kirsty Marone. And here's what else we're watching. Testimony continued today in the federal trial of the three former Minneapolis police officers charged in connection with the death of George Floyd. The man who worked at the store where Floyd reportedly used a fake $20 bill testified that Floyd seemed under the influence of drugs and didn't seem like he knew the bill was counterfeit. And the Gopher women's gymnastics team earned two perfect scores in a meet in Minneapolis against Michigan on Monday night. The team marked 10s from Anna Loper on vault and sophomore Maya Hooten on the floor. It was the first time in Gopher history that two women gymnasts earned perfect scores at a home meet. It was the second time Hooten's floor routine had earned a 10. She first did it as a freshman last March and is the only Gopher woman ever to earn two perfect scores on the floor. Fifth-year gymnast Loper's 10 on the vault was her fourth overall. Still, 7th-ranked Minnesota fell to Michigan, the nation's top-ranked women's gymnastics team. In other sports, the Timberwolves play the Portland Trail Blazers tonight in Oregon. The Wolves won 3 of the last 4 games. And the Gopher basketball women play at Purdue tomorrow night, while the men host Ohio State tomorrow night. ESPN is also reporting that the Vikings have a front runner to take over as general manager. Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah is vice president of football operations for the Cleveland Browns. He started his NFL management career with the 49ers in 2013 and 6 years later moved to the Browns. He was previously an investment portfolio manager and a commodities trader at Credit Suisse. In weather tonight, mostly clear with bitter cold. Lows will be from 25 below to 15 below zero. Tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny with highs in the 20s in the west to the teens in the east. Tomorrow night won't be so cold, but there'll be a chance of snow in the north. Lows will be from 5 below to 5 above zero in the north and from 10 to 18 above in the south. That's it for Minnesota Today. I'm Tim Nelson. Thanks for listening. Kathy Werzer will be back in the morning. Until then, stay healthy and stay safe.